We're learning today should be a schus ilin nishmas adir chaver chaimelaz ben shimshon aryeh as well as a schus for an ilin nishama for Yaakov Yosef and Chaim Menachem ben Zion. Should also be a schus for a fush leima for Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chaim Dov ben Minarachel and Chanaleah bas Sheindel Rachel. It should be a schus for all those in a makam sakana in Eretz Yisrael, including Azriel Baruch ben Penina and Dani Shlomo ben Rastek, are both currently serving. So we continue in brachos. We will finish brachos today. And we are on page 220. And yesterday we were talking about being careful when dealing with Talmidei Chachamim and Aniyim, not to upset them and cause them to curse, and vice versa. Not, a person who is in the receiving end should of some negativity should not turn around and curse a fellow. Now he talks about the bracha that a person gets from a parent. Alachas kama v'kama, yesh l'adam l'sameitz u'lishtadel. Person should put an effort. Ma'id, a lot of effort. L'kabel birkas aviv imay, to get a bracha from a parent. V'afilu im einoy samach al shulchanam, even if you don't eat by them anymore, meaning you don't rely on them for your parnasa. U'rechayka yeshivasa mehem, and you live far away. Lo yisrashal milelech b'chol el Shabbos v'yomu b'chagim. You should go visit them every Friday night and Shabbos day, if it's possible. U'v'chagim, this probably needs to be adjusted a little bit for 2024. U'v'chagim, as well as on the holidays, Lanashek Yideyam, kiss their hands, which was obviously a way that you showed a parent affection in those days. L'kabel berchasim, to get a bracha. Shamalvad shabracha hi kreibel iskayim, aside from the fact that brachas like these are more likely to be fulfilled, al shehem uvarchim aysim milevu minafesh b'lev shalim kirachim avabanim, because when a parent gives a bracha to a child, it's b'lev shalim, and it's completely wholehearted. It's given from the nefesh. There's another aspect that will be considered a mitzvah for him, regardless of whether it comes true. That you get a mitzvah of kibud avim, and you're already getting a reward for that. So regardless of whether the bracha comes true, but you're being mekayim the mitzvah of kibud av. The medrash says that all of the good and the ruling. The rulership, the malchus, that the children of Esav receive, is because he respected and showed chashivas for the bracha that Yaakov was going to give. He cried a great and bitter cry, but he desperately wanted a bracha from Yitzchak. So because he showed such chashivas to the brachas, so therefore he was zaycha that he got an aspect of it. Conversely, a person has to be extremely careful, not to upset a parent, to cause them to curse him. Even though when a parent gets angry, they don't really mean it from their heart. They may get upset temporarily, but they don't even want to see evil happen to the smallest fingernail of the child, obviously. And immediately after pronouncing the curse, there's regret. Nevertheless, when you combine the aveira that you committed by causing hurt and anger to the parent, so once it's uttered, it's out there in the world, it's very hard to take it back. Can't put the genie back in the bottle. The proverbial genie back in the bottle. And so once the curse is out there and you are subject to midas hadin because of the tzar that you caused your parent to do that in the first place, so therefore it's possible to come true. V'lachin, and therefore, now obviously talking to the parent, be very careful. V'lachin, ava'em yirachma al yadeim v'lo yikalu aysam kemoish enichtav v'kamam be'erich kolala b'siyata d'shmaya. A parent has to be very careful never to word a curse about a child, as he will discuss when he gets to Kuf. And a person who blesses others properly will earn a bracha from Hashem. So even if they don't say back to you, Bechen Lamar, as we said is appropriate to do, but nevertheless, you should understand that there is a bracha coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu just from the fact that you give brachas to others. Ukashem, now another halacha of a bracha. Ukashem shabracha taiva bi'ita. Just like a bracha in the proper time is fitting. Kach yesh eish eider taiva imenu. There's also times when it's better not to make brachas. What does that mean? Dein bebirkas Hashem. Sarech lizar ma'oit shloi levarech bracha shein atzricha bracha levatolo. Right? There are times when you shouldn't be making brachas. Whether it's a bracha shein atzricha, because you can make one bracha and be yotzei multiple things, or you make a bracha levatala when you're not paying attention. So this happens very, very often in the morning. In the morning, we run through a whole bunch of brachas. Then you put on your tefillin and your talis, and then you're like, well, where did I get to? Am I up to Elokai? Am I up to Haidu, you don't even remember where you are, and now you come into shilas of making the brachas again. Now, the real thing, the proper thing to do is to go over to your friend, assuming there's people that are still coming in, and ask them to be mitzi you, but most of us are too embarrassed to do so. And so we either skip it completely or we make the bracha misafik, and obviously we come into problems of potential bracha levatala. Shaiver alay sisa, you're being over on lay sisa shemasha. You have this very often with a Ama Aretz who, anytime he eats anything, he always wants to make another bracha. So he's going to make a halagafen on wine and grapes. And even though he's already making he's going to make a halagafen on wine and grapes when he already made eights on an apple, meaning you know what you're going to eat. And instead of having in mind everything, you're going to have in mind. You're going to try to separate it and come up with extra brachas. The He says many times these people stumble and fall regarding the isser of making unnecessary brachas. Obviously, as we said when we started this inyan, you have to learn the halachas from a Talmid Chacham. Someone who walks in the path of Chachamim will become smart. And when someone is blessing his friend, there are times when it's not appropriate to give a bracha. If someone blesses his friend very loudly in the morning, it's going to be a curse. He says there's two ways to understand this. He says, first of all, don't be going around giving brachas before you daven. Potentially, it's considered like a bama, because since tefillah replaces karbanos, if you go and you give a bracha to someone else before you daven, so it shows like you're giving preference to someone else before you're giving preference to Hashem, and it's like a bama. That's number one. Number two, that when you may bless someone in front of others, you will cause harm to that person when people harass him. Because they think that they deserve it. Why are you giving him a bracha? I deserve one more than him. He doesn't even deserve it, and therefore they're going to harass him, and he's going to wish that he hadn't even gotten the bracha in the first place. So to do it sounds like to do it privately, don't give brachas publicly, because when you do, it's like thanking people when a lot of people are involved in an endeavor. Whoever you forget ends up looking at with an ayin ra at the people that you mentioned. This person doesn't think so, his heart doesn't feel this way for reasons that he knows, and he doesn't want to, let's say, so you have, let's say, a few people collecting tzedakah. So you choose one person to give tzedakah to. Now, the four other guys that you're walking by are going to be upset. They don't know your cheshbon of why you gave that guy. And so they're going to think, why are you giving his cause? My cause is much more nageya. You're going to create arguments and bad feelings against the person, the recipient. It should be done with knowledge, basically thinking it through. Whenever there's even a small chance that your friend is going to be hurt or injured in any way, if the chesed that you do becomes public, ne'eman ruach mechased davar, then don't do it publicly, do it privately, as it says in Mishlei, that the ne'eman ruach, the people who are faithful of spirit, mechased davar, they hide it. So don't be one of those people that every time you do something, you make sure that everyone knows about it. But there are times when you should do something, especially ben adam lachaveiroi, and other people should not know about it. Yes, you don't get the limelight, you don't get the credit that you want, but ultimately, it might be the better approach because, A, as we talked about on Tisha B'Av, you're doing it for the right reasons. If you remove the Shalai Lishma, then you know if you're really doing it for the right reasons. You're not doing it because you want the Shkayach. Or you're also saving that person potentially from an Ayin Ra, from other people that either will give him an Ayin Hara or they'll start a Machlaikas with him, with you. They'll be upset. Why are you giving to him? Why is he receiving? And they are not receiving. So with that, we end off the topic of brachas.